Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, thank you. We are live here at Texas Live in Arlington. Side of tonight's Professional Bull Riders inaugural team draft. The fun's going to start at 6. Still plenty of time to join us here at Texas Live. But it is time now for the Cy Young Show with Rangers GM Chris Young here on 105.3 The Fan.
And
good afternoon once again, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Hey, considering how tough it is to get a win down there in Houston, do you feel like winning 1-4 actually ain't that bad? How do you take that?
No, you know, I think there were some positives from the series that we walk away from, but I think in general, you know, we felt like we had a chance to win really all four games, if not 3 of 4. So. But they're a great team, and this is what Houston does. They've been beating up on everybody this month, and certainly we went down, and they found a way to get 3 of 4 against us. And it's a learning experience for us. It's an opportunity for growth. I do feel like we are playing solid baseball. We went in and competed 4 games. I think you know, last year we went down there, and you felt like there were games we never had a chance. This one we came away thinking we should have won at least 3, and you know, and we ended up with 1. So room for improvement, opportunity for growth, but nonetheless, some positive takeaways too.
CY, one of the best moments of that Houston series was certainly Martin Perez in the complete game shutout, and afterwards he gives the game ball to Tony Beasley, and what a special moment that was, 6 years cancer-free for Bees. But, you know, for Martin, and we got to talk with him on the post-game show, he just seems like he's so much more matured, not only on the mound but off of it. And he was able to learn so much from his other stops from when he left Texas, now coming back here to Arlington. What have you seen in that growth from Martin since he's been able to rejoin your club here this year?
Well, I think a couple things. First of all, just speaking of the moment where he gave Bees the game ball and dedicated the win to him, I think it speaks to just, one, the culture of our group. I think we have a great group of guys, great group of coaches in that clubhouse, and a group that really cares about one another. And the fact that Martin was so thoughtful to really recognize Bees, everything he's been through, what he means to our organization, and then dedicate that win to him, I thought it speaks volumes, and it gives me real hope for where we're going too. The culture is extremely important to all of us, and to see those types of moments or acts really embodies who we want to be as an organization, what we want to become. Specific to Martin, and he's just been tremendous. From the work, the dedication, the commitment, the leadership, it's really everything that we could possibly ask for. I can't speak to how he was here his first go-round. I know certainly he was he got to the big leagues quickly. He was young. There were maybe some immaturity, immature moments from time to time, is my understanding. But we have seen nothing but a complete professional. This is a guy who is dedicated to his craft, who's dedicated to being a great teammate. He's prepared every time he takes the mound. He competes. It's been so fun to watch, and really, it was from day one of spring training. We signed him after the lockout. He showed up to spring training, and the first bullpen he threw, I was standing near the catcher, kind of close to Martin, watching his pitches from that angle, and it was just unbelievable how good he was. And I thought, wow, this is special. If he can maintain this, he's going to have a very good year. And he has not wavered one bit. The commitment, the dedication has been there, and we're just very thankful he's a Ranger.
It's Chris Young with us here in the G-Bag Nation via the Diamond Factory Fan Hotline. From a veteran pitcher to a youngster, what have you seen or heard from our guy Jack Leiter here recently?
You know, Jack, we knew going in that we've really challenged Jack in terms of the placement at this level. I think one of our scouts just reminded me that Jack has only really thrown 120 innings in his life above high school. and that was in the SEC for Vanderbilt. So, you know, there are going to be there's a learning curve here. There's going to be some bumps in the road. But overall, he's keeping his head above water. He's handling it unbelievably well. The things that fans can't see in terms of the work, the discipline, the focus, the commitment, that's all there. And we knew that going in. But he's having to refine his stuff a little bit. And he's being challenged against the best hitters he's ever faced. And frankly, skipped a couple levels to get there. You know, we put him at a level at which we knew he would be challenged. And frankly, he got he's getting a crash course in some of these things that other players have had 2 years of development at lower levels and got to learn with less pressure. So all in all, we're very, very happy with Jack. We're excited about the progress he's making. He's showing some real signs in terms of his stuff. His breaking ball has been very, very good. His fastball command is coming along. There's room for improvement. The strike zone's a little bit smaller than what he had in the SEC, and the hitters are better, and they don't swing at as many balls. So this is all part of the natural growth and process, which we expected. But all in all, we're very excited about him and know he's gonna make an adjustment, and at some point it's going to click. And when it does click, it's going to be fun to watch.
Mitch Garver homered yesterday as he's been back up after that IL stint, and he's been in that DH role. Is that something that he's just going to have to remain at for the rest of the stretch run, or where do you see him progressing with his injury and getting cleared to throw?
Yeah, I think given the nature of Mitch's injury, I anticipate seeing him primarily at DH the rest of the year. I don't anticipate he'll spend a ton of time behind the plate. We may see if first base is an option where there's limited throwing, but certainly we want to take some pressure off that elbow. He says that it's okay hitting, and so we are very thrilled to have him at the DH. We think he's a very quality addition to our lineup when he's in the lineup. That said, I think getting him ABs and keeping him healthy is the priority for us, and that's going to be harder to do if he's behind the plate. So I would not anticipate him being back behind the dish.
So to follow that up, Sam Huff certainly has made the most of his opportunity now, getting to go ahead and back up Jonah Heim. What have you seen from Sam here with this opportunity?
Just Sam has done a great job, just a real maturity. He's come in, he's really, and it's, you know, been a little bit challenging for Sam. There's a lot he's had to learn in terms of just a pitching staff that he's not very familiar with. I kind of laugh. It's this new PitchCom device that the catchers are using throughout the big leagues where you have to, it's an electronic device to call pitches, and the pitcher has an earpiece that signals to the pitcher what pitch to throw. So Sam's had to adjust to that. They don't have those in AAA, so that's just another small adjustment that he's had to make. And then seeing at the plate, seeing great pitching and having to adjust to the quality of Major League pitching, and he's handled it unbelievably well. You know, Sam's been on the roster for a couple of years now, but he's still young. He's still got a lot of development left, and to make these adjustments in the moment at the big leagues, it's been impressive, and he's handled it. He's handled it very well. He's been calm, collected, and prepared every day, which is what we ask of him, and so it's been fun to watch.
Would you have liked to use the PitchCom device when you were pitching?
I would have loved it. I'm a yeah. big advocate for it. I would have loved it. It would have been just one less thing you have to worry about. The sign sequencing can get a little complicated at times. It can get challenging with runners on second base. So I would have absolutely loved it.
There's no way to hack into that, right? You know, coming off the
I'm not
Astros
smart
series.
Enough to know that. The developer has assured us there is no way to hack into that. But, you know, I'm sure that conspiracy theory will be floated at some point.
Well, Chris, we love having you. Sorry for coming to you late today. Give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
All great, guys. I appreciate it. I heard you guys are having a live draft at Texas Live today.
That's right. Yes, the Pro Bowl riders they're going with a team format, and this is their first ever draft. You ever ride a bull?
I have never been on a bull, and I don't think I will ever do that either.
Well, swing on by. It should be a good time. Party starts at 6.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
There he goes, Rangers GM Chris Young here on 105.3 The Fan. Yes, we are in the shadow of both ballparks, as a matter of fact. It's really cool, you know, for people that don't get to Arlington very often. It's really starting to get a downtown-ish feel, and you can see the future happening. Like, I've only been coming here since 2010 when I started working for 105.3 The Fan, but in a short 12 years, this has a vibe. I can't imagine what it's going to be in the next 12 years. It's going to be a really amazing nightlife. It already is. and this is a big centerpiece of it right here, Texas Live. But, yeah, starting at 6 o'clock on the main stage here, the Professional Bull Riders Team Series Draft. All the top superstars in rodeo are here. Some of the biggest names that own these teams. You're talking about massive sports money and massive sports superstars right here. And we'll be rocking with you for the next 2 hours. Okay, what to make of the latest 40-point game with a loss? Everybody weighing in on why this keeps happening to Luka and the Mavs. We'll posit our best theories next in the Nation.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.